Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Modo Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Modo Casino, the only app worth your time.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details.
Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
All right, we've got to talk about this story that, in my opinion, is going way too under the radar. It is not being talked about enough. There's a new candidate for governor in Florida. A lot of different people hopping in to this race. His name is James Fishback, and he claims he's the America First, this ultra-right-wing candidate that will save the world. Well, no one's talking about the fact, along with a lot of other things, like allegations of fraud, his love for Nick Fuentes, all these different things, that there's this whole court case about him having a relationship or attempting to have a, quote, relationship with a minor, somebody who was 17 years old when he was 29, I believe. And the court documents here are insane, and nobody is talking about this. And, of course, every single time, it feels like, every single time, we've talked so many times on this channel of big Republicans who find themselves somehow, some way involved with individuals underage. It's like every single time. It's crazy. Now, before we get into all of this, if you're watching this video and you're like, who is this kid? I thought this was Adam Mockler's channel. It is Adam Mockler's channel. My name is Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Mockler. And if you enjoy this type of cadence, this type of style, I do have a YouTube channel of my own. There's a link in the description down below. It'd mean a lot if you checked it out. On this channel, we're trying to build something big to punch back against a lot of the Republican narratives that we're hearing these days, a lot of the misinformation. So if you want to help punch back, help us grow this channel and fight back against these narratives, all you have to do is hit subscribe down below. It goes such a long way. All right, so let me show you this really quick. I actually tweeted about this very recently. This is my tweet. This guy tried to have a relationship with a 17-year-old and stalked and harassed her. This is what the judge said when I read the court documents. They disagreed with the stalking and said, quote, perhaps, referring to James, perhaps he's a little obsessive compulsive, but he did not initiate contact with the petitioner directly and indirectly with no legitimate purpose. And here are the court documents. This is him texting her. Look at this. This is absolutely, like, this is batshit insane for anybody to do to anyone. But I remind you, this individual underage. Now he's emailing, I need you to talk to me. This is spiraling out of control. It's happening because we're not talking. We haven't spoken for so long. Call me. We need to de-escalate. Once again, I'm requesting you do not contact me by phone, text, or email. I ask that you do not come by my home in Tallahassee or anywhere else, etc. And then, you know, I have zero plans to visit you. The last time I saw you was blah, 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 blah. This guy, it is so insane. And his consistent narrative against this, his conversation that he's been having or things that he's been saying publicly is, I was, you know, completely exonerated of the charges. Okay, but you're not denying the fact that you clearly attempted, you were having a sexual relationship with an individual who is underage. Well, he's like, I wasn't charged with stalking. The judge clearly said that you were a little obsessive compulsive, meaning spamming this individual who's underage. And don't worry, there is so much more for James. Because, of course, if you're going to engage in those types of actions, you engage in all sorts of just awful, terrible things. And so the other thing we're learning is that despite being a Florida native, Fishback's residency could be called into question. He owns a property in Washington on 42nd Street, and records show he claimed a homestead exemption on it. Fascinating. No one's talking about that. If he was a Democrat, he'd literally probably be in jail by now. Fraud. Of course, the fact that he's, you know, he's a stalker, he harasses people, all of these things, at least in my opinion, legally, you know, the court has a different opinion, but I think we all understand what's going on. We all understand who this guy is. He also loves Nick Fuentes. Take a listen.
Right, and if you're sitting and watching Aiden Ross all day or some of these Twitch streamers, that's very different than, I'll tell you the truth, I found the audience of young men who follow and watch Nick Fuentes to be actually incredibly informed and insightful, yeah, and very patriotic young men,
to
be completely honest.
Yes.
Now, that's very different than the audience watching Fresh and Fit, but I think something has to be said, ooh, about the young men.
Some of them are based too, okay? Just mostly some of them are on the feminist stuff. But
catching strays.
Soundboard when Myron hits the sounds. No, it's not a dig on Myron, right? It's just what kind of audience, what kind of following do you have? And look, I'm going to be completely honest. I probably shouldn't say this, but I think Nick's following is actually really impressive. There's a lot of young men who are patriotic, who are well-informed, who know our history, which is why they are so frightened by the current path that we are on. And the sooner we can accept that and stop letting the left and the right, stop letting George Soros and Larry Ellison divide us and convince us that certain people we should not listen to, the sooner we can reject that slanderous lie that Americans need to be disavowed, the sooner we can once again unite under a country that speaks up against the establishment, an establishment that has colluded with the left and the right. The country club Republicans are no better than the Democrats. We have to have an America First movement. Probably not going to happen in its own party, but it will likely happen within the vessel of the Republican Party. That's why I'm running this race for Florida governor, is to actually put forward a Florida First, America First vision that doesn't apologize for our history, doesn't apologize for who we are, just wants to actually tackle the real issues that are facing young, old, black, white, Christian, Muslim, Jew. It doesn't matter. We are in this to fight this and to stand up to a corrupt establishment.
I mean, okay, I just want to point out, I don't care about their stupid clapping. Oh, amazing. What the hell? Talking about, oh, Nick Fuentes' audience is super impressive, all these things. Like, Nick Fuentes, obviously a self-described racist, a self-described Nazi, somebody who just the other day on Piers Morgan said he's tired of saying that Hitler wasn't a cool guy. Like, he's tired of pretending that that's not true. I mean, this is an abhorrent individual who is anti-American to the core, antithetical to everything, all the values we should hold as Americans. And so, like, oh, I think his audience is really smart. It's like, I think that this is full of, Nick is full of, and I assume the people who watch him are full of anti-Semitic, racist, just absolute garbage. And it's like, oh my God, this is crazy. Now, the person he's talking to in that clip is Elijah Schaefer, Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck fired Elijah Schaefer after a sexual assault allegation. Schaefer also incited controversy with his reporting style on January 6th. He joined rioters entering House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's office, where he photographed emails a Pelosi staffer had left open on a computer after fleeing. In tweets after the incident, he described rioters as, quote, revolutionaries carrying out a, quote, revolution. I mean, these are just horrible. These are people that are just, I mean, I don't know. It's just the worst of the worst. I'm sorry. Like, the bar is in hell here. And again, it was clear after an investigation that this individual was groped one of his coworkers, touching people inappropriately, because these fuckers, I'm sorry, it just, this stuff is like, makes me so angry that individuals like this just get to run around and be on social media and have a following and run, you know, this isn't the individual running for governor, James is, but still, get the point. James talking about how much he loves Nick Fuentes was somebody who, you know, sexually abuses women and thinks January 6th was amazing. It's just unbelievable. Excuse my language there, but if this stuff doesn't make you upset and angry, I don't know what will. Take a look at this clip I found on TikTok of James talking here.
Will you ever and have you ever taken any money from the Israel lobby? I'm here with James Fishback, the Florida First, America First candidate running for governor. It's a pleasure to meet you. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you.
Will you ever and have you ever taken any money from the Israel lobby?
I will never take money from AIPAC or the Israel lobby. I'm always going to put America first.
Are you going to put Florida first even when they pressure you, when the donors pressure you, when the deep state pressures you? Will you put pressure back?
I will always pressure them back. I will never let them take away our liberties. Miriam Adelson, AIPAC have already announced a war chest against me. It doesn't scare me then. It won't scare me in the future. I'm fighting for you and your country because your country is being stolen from you right now.
The America First movement has seen a lot of people try and grift it over the years, and they're a little bit scared to trust people. Are you willing to commit right now to the America First movement that you are willing to stick this out even when it gets hard?
Absolutely. I'm with you guys 100%. You have my word. We're going to put America first. We're never going to compromise and never disavow.
Heard it here first, guys. Let's go. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah. First of all, that was a terrible video. But like, I mean, obviously, at least in some capacity, he's a grifter, right? And I want to point out in this, he's saying, oh, I'm not going to take any money from the Israel lobby, right? Not only has he been accused of again, I hate the wording here, but initiate a relationship with a 17-year-old, with a minor, stalking, harassing. He's a pedophile, right? He's also been credibly accused of other things like massive amounts of fraud. If we scroll down here, he's being sued by a former employer, Greenlight Capital, for misrepresenting his role at the company as head of macro, overseeing $100 million in gains. But the lawsuit contends Fishback was merely a research analyst. It also outlines years of poor performance, careless mistakes, dishonesty, accuses him of lying and blaming others for poor performance. And then he quit his job to avoid being fired. What's most troubling in the lawsuit is the suggestion that Fishback attempted to defraud his former employer into donating to his debate nonprofit, Incubate. He requested the donation as a part of an employee match program, but Fishback was unable to show that he had donated, going so far as to produce false evidence claiming he had. All these different, you know, violations of confidentiality, secret. I mean, the guy's just like a fraudster. He's a fraudster. And it's just, it's unbelievable that people are buying any of this and are accepting this absolutely insane individual. Look at this video.
All 50 states would block Elon Musk from teaching a high school physics class, even though he lands reusable rockets and mass produces electric vehicles, because he does not have a government issued teaching certificate. That is everything you need to know about what is broken in education in America.
Elon Musk isn't a physicist. He's not an engineer. He's a CEO. That's why. And like, what are we taught? This is the dumbest like brain rot imaginable. This is just ridiculous. Obviously, Elon Musk shouldn't be teaching these classes. And also, knowing something is different than teaching it. And again, new face of GOP healthcare fix is senator linked to largest Medicare fraud scheme in U.S. history. Rick Scott is warning fellow Republicans, of a slow creep towards single-payer healthcare if they don't craft an alternative to the Affordable Care Act. Again, it's just Florida Republicans always unhinged. And we have another one. Another one who the controversy here is endless. Absolutely endless. Let me know if you want to see another video. We can dive deeper into some of these court documents. I appreciate you watching this video. Once again, my name is Chris Mowry, filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. Make sure you check out my YouTube channel, link in the description. Subscribe here on the Adam Mockler channel. I hope everybody has a great start to their week, and I will see you in the next video.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.